You're on Texas Standard Time.
House lawmakers on Capitol Hill have just passed a bill that would allow gun owners with licenses to carry firearms to carry those firearms across state lines, a bill the National Rifle Association has dubbed a legislative priority. This move comes as lawmakers and the federal government looking for a consensus on how to improve the national background check system for gun purchases, certainly in the wake of the Sutherland Springs shooting. And they're also looking at a ban on a device known as bump stocks. You may have heard about that following the deadly mass shootings in Las Vegas. Katie Zesma is following this story as national correspondent for the Washington Post. Katie, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what's in this bill that lawmakers passed out of the House yesterday? This seems to deal with this reciprocity issue.
It does. So there are actually two things that they passed out yesterday that they were two separate bills last week, and this week they are one thing. Uh-huh. So what this legislation does is the first part of it, it's called concealed carry reciprocity. So right now, if you have a concealed handgun, you typically need to get a permit from your state. There are 12 states that don't allow permits, but there are most of the other states do. Uh-huh. So each state has its own criteria for permits. Some states have very strict criteria, like New York and Maryland. They require safety training, that sort of thing. Other states have much less strict permitting regulations. You know, in Texas, you have to be over 21. You have to have been a citizen of the state for 6 months. There are a few other things. You can't have felonies, that sort of thing. But other states have, you know, much laxer regulations.
Right.
So what this bill would do is it would essentially treat a concealed carry permit like a driver's license. You could take it across state lines, no problem. Right now, you can't. Each state, you have to just use your concealed carry permit in the state that you got it. So, you know, the NRA and gun rights owners are saying, you know, this is due under the Second Amendment. It's the right of people. If you're allowed to carry a concealed weapon, you should be able to carry it wherever you want. And gun control advocates say that this will weaken public safety.
Now, to be clear, because I think in Texas, you don't even have to carry concealed. Now it's just a carry license and you can carry open. Would this bill require you to carry concealed if you were to go to, say, New York State, for example?
Well, but the bill says that you have to follow the law of the state where you are. There are different readings on this. It says that you have to follow the law of the state where you are. Some gun control groups are saying that, no, you know, it could be that if you're from Texas and you say I'm from Texas and this is the law in Texas, that it will apply in that state. So the bill says that you do have to follow the laws of the state that you are in.
Why is this so important to many gun owners and to the NRA in particular? Why has this been an actual issue in the past, people getting arrested for carrying their guns across state lines?
The NRA and gun rights groups have pointed to a few cases where that has happened. There was a woman from Pennsylvania who was in New Jersey, which has extremely strict gun laws, and was, carrying a concealed weapon, and she was picked up by the police. So they claim that, you know, people like her are unduly, have their rights violated when this sort of thing happens, and that, you should be able to treat this like a license and bring it across state lines.
But then we're also seeing at the same time efforts to impose at least some degree of further gun control. There's this effort to ban so-called bump stocks. This is a device that allows a semi-automatic rifle to be used as if it were a shot at a more rapid fire way that simulates a fully automatic weapon, right?
Yes, it is. And that is something that came out of the Las Vegas shooting, where Stephen Paddock, the gunman there, allegedly used these bump stocks to make his semi-automatic gun function like an automatic weapon. Many people said they hadn't even heard of them. They were allowed under the Obama administration, and the Justice Department now says that they are kind of reviewing them with the ATF. But there was some consensus in Congress that they should be reviewed, and in some cases, some people believe they should be banned. So there are hearings on them now. Getting back to the concealed carry reciprocity bill, the reason it's become it was very controversial when it was introduced, and it's become even more controversial now because the House has linked it to one of the few, if only bipartisan, gun bills to be before Congress in a very long time. And what it would do is fix this database system where
this is background checks we're talking
the
about.
The background checks, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is the back. It's been linked to this background check bill. So what this background check bill would do is shore up the system, which people on both sides of the issue say is inadequate. Devin Kelly, the Sutherland Springs shooter, his offenses were not reported to this database by the Air Force, therefore letting him obtain a weapon. So, in the wake of the shooting, both sides of the issue said, okay, we really need to kind of shore this up. And that was legislation that, you know, everyone believes will pass straight through. But the House did link it to this concealed carry reciprocity bill in that. That now the fate of both of them is in question in the Senate. Top Republicans have said that they don't think that these should be linked. And it is now a question as to whether both of these measures will actually pass the Senate.
Katie Zesma is a national correspondent for The Washington Post covering this issue. We'll have a link to her latest, texasstandard.org. Katie, thanks again.
Thank you.